last week's parasha, there's one nekuda which I feel is very important, which I've spoken about it already, but it's a very, very important nekuda which I want to share with you. I want to tell you, this year my chumash year anxiety is changing more and more than it ever was in previous years. That I'm much less, it comes out. Sometimes I can prepare many things and I end up saying much less than I wanted to, and I find myself focusing much more on elaborating very practical ideas taken out from the parasha, which the maisa. I feel at some point as a rebbe I have to do it with you. So the maisa, it used to be that I used to say much more lamdash shtiklach in the parasha, and then but the maisa lately I'm coming up with much more, and it's a toyeles. I'll share with you an insight that I had once. Once sat down. On a flight to the States. It was a ticket that I did at the last minute, so I got the seat, you know, mamish. It was, Baruch Hashem, was only three, but so I was in the middle. So I had on my right side an Ingeman from Kiryat Sefer, and on my left side, I had an older American Israeli Yid. So, Kedarki, I give Shalom Aleichem to my neighbors, you know, we'll be neighbors for the next 12 hours. A bit crushed together, we'll have hopefully a pleasurable time together. So I give Shalmach to the guy on my right, I give Shalmach to the guy on my left. Toch Kedai, I'm speaking to the guy on my left, I chop straight away. He told me his name. I saw his age. I chopped, he was a Talmud with Rosh Hashiva's back in the early years in Chicago. That means the year that I was born, 72 or 70, maybe even before, 71, 72. And I'd heard of him in a... He eventually, interestingly, I think he became a Kodesh and Arbitz Torah. So the guy on my left, at some point, relatively at the beginning of the journey, was learning, had a new sefer on Chumash from his Rosh Yeshiva Zachariah Levracha, and he quoted a Dvar Torah from there. So the Rosh Yeshiva, so this guy on my left, he was telling it to him. So he said a whole idea in the parasha. And so he's listening carefully. And then he asked him a simple question. He says, I said that your Rosh Yeshiva spoke this out in a shmuz, or in giving a chumash. He says, yeah. He says, what was the practical thing that he was trying to take out of it? This guy gives him a look. He didn't chap what he asked. I thought it was... And Lemaisa repeated the question. Lemaisa, it was a spot-on question. Many times, you can have these different ideas in the parasha. Eps a lofty idea. But Lemaisa, you don't... The shayla is, why to say it over? What are you Lemaisa taking out of it? And Lemaisa can say, well, it's drush. Drush mekabel schar. The Beis Halevi writes in the Hagdoma, to his Sefer Beis Halevi ala Torah, the tachlis of drush is one. To be malhiv halavavois, la'esek ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvahs. We work with our emotions. Drush has a heichatimtza to ignite a person, to set him on the right path, to give him an enlightenment. First of all, to ignite him, to get him, to give him a hislahavos, a nesias ruach. As a Rambam, Rosh Hashiva quotes always, there's Hevinim Adoy, and also it's Liboy, Nosaruchoy. There's the spirit. We work, our spirit is the driving force in us. Drush has the Kerach to ignite someone. And there's an idea that we have to take out of Drush in practical way, that's another Nakuda in Drush, to learn Archas Chaim, simply to learn up how to live our lives. Chazal, in Midrashim, many times were showing us exactly this nekuda, Ritzon Chalakim, Mishom Avoy Yorilom, how to practically live out life as a Jew. That's the tachlis of Drush. Just for the sake of an idea, gag al gag, in halacha, every nekuda la halacha, we have to understand the sheirish of the halacha to understand the idea behind it. But in Inyoni Drush, to understand, we don't say that by drush. As it is mavur in the Hagdama to the Sefer Beis Halevi El Atar. Everything has to be practical, and we have to lemaise use it as a tool to grow in our spirituality. Torah, this itself is the growth. Understanding the shleimus ha'halach of migu, that's mitaher mezachechas. It uplifts us, and becoming a lamed and becoming a talmud chacham is knowing the Torah. That's true by halacha. That's true by divrei Torah of Londis, Gemara, Talmud Bavli, halacha. Aber in inyoni drush, whether six is six and seven is seven and eight is eight, and the meaning behind it, at kama it teaches us something, it's good. At kama it doesn't teach us anything, we should be seeking things which teach us something. Getting off topic a bit, but I want to share with you another nekuda. He was a very big Talmud Chacham, Reb Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, Mashiv of Keren B'Yavne. The last year of his life, I became very close to him. I didn't know it was going to be his last year. He was never thrown out of Keren B'Yavne, whatever, I'll get into the story. And Lemaise, I invited him at the time to give a shir in Harnov. My shir has been Azmanim, and ever since then, I began a close kesher with him. That was Pesach. It began Pesach. It was a whole mice ago, whatever. Pesach. He was nifter later that year in Adar. Yeah, I became a chasn. The winter, I became a chasn. Okay, the kids. I heard from him. He told me like this. It's written. I've already seen it in the Sefer of Drush that came out in the from him. He didn't put it out, but someone put out from his notes in the Hagdom over there. It's brought. I heard this from him directly, that he heard when he was a young bocher in Yerushalayim, as he referred to himself about himself to me. I used to like to nash. What does that mean? He said he used to like to find elder Yidden who had seen Grace and Mention and to nash from them and to hear from them stories, to try to milk them. He referred to himself as a nasher. He used to nash. And even later, he was the type of person, he was very mizdavik with Talmid HaChonim. He had a special relationship with the Brisker Rav, Revelvel. When Revelvel used to go out for a walk, he used to walk with him. The Brisker Rav enjoyed his company when he was young at the time. He was a type of person who used to like to nash. He says there was an elder Yid in Yerushalayim, Rab Chaikel. When Rab Chaikel was still a bocher, he was Mishamish Rabbi Sol Salanta. And Rab Chaikel told me, he said, that Rabbi Sol Salanta had gesagt, we should not wegmachen the Chassidim. The Chassidim who shouldn't be avegemacht. How do you say avegemacht in English? Avegemacht means knocked over, pushed away. We should not wegmachen the Chassidim. I can't say it so. We talk about avegemachen. Avegemachen is you brush something off in the back of your hand as if it's nothing. When the Chassidim, he's referring to the Rebbes, could say a ganze pshetel. A whole pshetel in a pasuk in Chumash, was not nishkin hand and not nishkin feet. It doesn't have hands, it doesn't have feet. There's no shaykhis to the pasuk. Mizol zin ishta vekmach. He says, if the Ryan is richtig, if the idea is true, it's okay to touch it into the pasuk, even though the pasuk has no shaykhis to this whole idea. He says, "Aye, what are you doing? I mean, sometimes you can get a chassidish avert lach on a pasuk. I'm like, Hashem Yishma, how did this idea? What's this idea shaykh to this pasuk? Like, play a chetes." So we saw a salanter. Me got a lot from Rabbi Yisrael under Rabbi Shlomo Salanter, G'doy, from G'doyle G'doyle Litte, yeah? G'doyle Amisnagdim. What did he say? He says, if the idea is true, it's the right way of doing it. He says, why? He says, a Rebbe wants to teach his chassidim, his talmidim, something in Avodas Hashem, a certain idea. If I give them an abstract idea, it's going to get lost over time. If he puts it into the pasuk, they have the pasuk to remind them of the idea. He says, it's not wrong to do it. Over there, it's the idea is pumfakert. And lemaise, azet v'shol gezokt, and Reb Chaya Yankel gezokt, that he took that from Musa Haskell sometimes to say certain ideas, even though taket. If the idea is a true idea, a true Musa idea, a true Orchas Chaim idea, you could be malbish into the pasuk al menas that the talmidim or the chassidim should remember the idea and live according to the idea. Over there, the nekuda is pumfakert. That there's an derech hachaim. There's an idea which is Torah, which is true hashkofa, which is a true mahalach in avodas Hashem. And fakir, the drush is being used how to be malbushed into the pasuk in order to teach us that orchas chaim, in order that we should be have a way of remembering. But ben kach, I'm saying the tachlis of drush is exactly this. So therefore, I find myself sometimes if I plan to give. This year it's happening to me more and more. Planning to give a few. So lemais, I focus on ideas which are generally much more orchas chaimtik. Last week's parasha, there was an akuda which, again, I'll begin with, which very, very yesoidistic to our lives as netoira who are working on ourselves and growing in spirituality. The pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him how to be Madrich Klal Yisrael, how to be Mekabel the Torah. Straight away they come to Har Sinai, Moshe Ole Elohim, Vayikra Eilav Hashem in Har Leimah, Koysoy Mar Libis Yank V'Sagad B'nei Yisrael, Atem Re'isim Asher Asisim Mitzrayim, Ve'es Ve'escham Al Kanfi Neshoim Vavi Yescham Eloi. Va'ato, now. Im Shomoya Tishmu'u B'Koyli. Ushmartim es brisi v'isim nizgulam kolam kili kolorets. Rashi explains, what's the idea that Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu? You've heard this probably from me already, but I want to emphasize it in a very strong way. What's the pasuk saying, im shamoya tishmu? Rashi is saying, it's not just the hakdoma to the hemshach pasuk, tishmu b'koyli shmartim v'isim nizgulam tilim lechaz kan v'gil kodesh, which is a tremendous, the beginning of a relationship of the amsgula between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a whole idea in these words, Im Shamoya Tishmu. And that's what the pasuk is saying, Va'ata. Rashi brings, what's Va'ata? Im Ata Tekablu Aleichem, Ye'erav Lochem, Mikan Va'elach, Shekol Ha'ascholes Koshers. The pasuk reads, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Va'at tell Klal Yisrael, Koysoy Malibis Yanke V'sagi L'bnei Yisrael. What should you tell them? Im Shamoya Tishmu. If you're going to hear me, now, then the future will be Tishmu. You'll hear me in the future. What's the idea? Hascholis are cautious. When a person has to make a change within himself, it's hard. Changes are hard. Beginnings are hard. Once you achieve something, it becomes your nature, Tishmu. The pasuk over here is saying, "In Shamoya, if you will hear, if you'll go through the hardship of the haschala, eventually it's going to become a second nature to you." Tishmu. It's a very yisoidistik nekuda, and the idea is very simple. In ruchnias, haschalas are hard. Once you're kind of something, it becomes second nature. It becomes easy. More than that, it becomes you, and it's almost impossible to depart from it. Moshel ma'adav adoyme. And it's a tremendous chiddush which has to be known. Human being, nature, even though we have a guf, Chomri, which pulls us, Lashon of the Netziv, throughout Shir Hashirim in many places, is to assume Ahavas HaTeva, to Gashmias, and to be relaxed, laziness, certain bad characteristics of nature, of just, if, as the Chazanish writes, if we just let our nature just go with our Teva, we don't work on ourselves, we'll be an excellent Mushchas in every single Midah. He has a beautiful Lashon Chazanish, he writes that if you just let your natural flow, and you don't take notice of yourself, you'll become a mitsuyin in every single bad midah. He has a beautiful such phrase in the Igris, which is true. If you just let the Chaim Ativim, he also has what's printed in the Amunah B'Tochim as a separate sefer nowadays. Now, is it true to say, well, the nature of man is bad? Yetzer lev Adam, I mentioned earlier, is ra min urav. Yetzer lev Adam ra min urav means that there is, unless a person takes himself in his hands and works on himself and just lets himself just be the same individual, so to speak, as he grows up with, and he doesn't take notice to take himself in his hands and to work on himself, then ein echanami, that he'll have yetzer hara, and he'll develop every bad midah. The natural matziv of the human being is that he should come to the highest dargos of spirituality and be wonderfully comfortable with it. And that becomes what a person is, and that's what the human nature is created for. And therefore, human nature, a person who is shamoya, he makes that step, and he takes those step of ruchnias, it becomes geshmak to him. Mikan v'ilach ye'erav lochem. You get an arevus, you get a geshmak. In Ruchnias, in a way that it's not shy to depart from it. It becomes a person's second nature. Not second nature, it is his nature. I was going to say a mashal. Mashal to someone who's doing, began an exercise program. And he's doing certain exercises. He's doing it for 6 months, vigorously, and he's overworking himself in a crazy, crazy way. After 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, he meets up with a professional trainer, and he tells him, I'll tell you, it's much easier than the beginning, but it's just, I just can't continue this. I just can't continue it. He asks him, what are you doing? Describe to him the exercises. So he tells him what he's doing. He says, what you're trying to do, your body is not built for that. It will never become easy for you because your body is not built for what you're trying to do. There's certain things that your body is built for, that you build yourself up to it, and you're able to get to that place. There's other things a person can't, I'll train myself too. To what? To do things that are beyond me? Yes, Derech Moshel, weiter. So you had Houdini trained himself to be underwater for 4 minutes. Okay, but is the human body built to be a fish? Nay. So he managed to train himself to 4 minutes, let's say. He managed to train himself but he's going out of what is his natural realm. And even that, he's limited. It's not be'etzem what a human body is built for. I remember as a kid, getting off a bit, but it's all, let me tell you, I remember as a kid, I read an article about a whole new method that they had of training kids. I used that muscle, training kids from a very young age, when they're babies, to go underwater for longer periods of time, to be able to train them, that they're able to go 7-8 minutes. It was like a whole mahalach. So I remember, I was very fascinated by the whole thing. I asked my father, what does he think about it? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create human beings to be fish. A person can train himself to something which is be'etzem not the mahus of a person. Ruchnius is the mahus of a person. It is in our DNA to be a mamleches kayanim v'goy kodosh. to be parush from chait and to be dovuk leisanig al Hashem velehenois meziv shchinasai. Fakert, the guf was given as the greatest tool to achieve all this. When we say that the Olam Hazeh is a prosdor b'fnei Olam Haba, it's every aspect of Olam Hazeh is a prosdor. Every aspect of Olam Hazeh could bring a person to shleimus and growth. Judaism is very different than Christianity. Believes that every vayar l'kim is kol asher osavi netoiv ma'od, that every mashu of the kibriya is good and is created for the sake of bringing a person to the shleimus and haruchnis legamri. There's nothing in human nature, so to speak, which is bad. It's not that the chomrius is the opposite of is the opposite of kedusha, which depends how the chomrius is used. But everything is a tool and a chatimtza. When it's misused, of course, it's a marchik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when it's properly used and with the guidelines of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blueprint, when he tells us the Torah, which is Lashon HaRoh, how to live lives, Adarabba, Olam Hazeh is a keli for Ruchnius. There's nothing in human nature which goes against a person being a Moshe Rabbeinu. Fakert! The real way of life, the best way of life, is to go according to the manual that the Creator created. Im Shamaya Tishmu, the Aleph of Matan Torah, the first Yesod of Matan Torah is, my dearest precious children, I created you. This is the manual that I'm about to give you on Har Sinai now. And you should know, Im Shamaya, once you'll achieve those Madregas Ruchnias, Tishmu, in the future, it can become your nature. More than just becoming your nature, that's easy for you, ye'arav lachem. You'll have a gishmak in it. A person who truly acquires a kinyan ruchni, it becomes him. That's where he lives. He's so good with that matzav that departing from that is painful for him. A ben aliyah eventually achieves a madrega that if he didn't sit and learn properly, he was been out of learning for whatever reason. Says I'm nish good. He doesn't feel good with himself. Says I'm schwarzed upon him. But Shurkin has in the Megid. But Talmud Chacham will praise a certain bocher at his engagement, and he praised him in that praise. When er lernt nicht, sie sind schwarz upon him. He achieved the madrega that if he doesn't learn, sie sind nicht gut. Learning became part of his essence, that he lives when he's spiritual, when he's ruchni is that he lives. If chas v'shom ruchni is not available to a ben Torah who developed in himself the mekan ve'elach ye'er of lachem, it's a shmer from that to have that arevus. Wie gut ist zu sein ayid, wie geschmack ist zu sein ayid. When a person is in a matzav which is a fakert of kedusha, eventually our nature, true nature, is that tuma chet becomes repulsive to a person. There's a medrash, Rabbi Akiva, Chazal tells him, Rabbi Akiva, that when he died, Yotze Basker, Ashrecho, Rabbi Akiva, and the Basker said, Shegufcha tohor b'chol mine tahara. Your guf is tohor in all different types of levels of tahara. That was Rabbi Akiva, who, when he was in jail, Tonus Rufus Aroshi Yamach Shamoi Vizichroi, when Rabbi Akiva was jailed, put in the same cell with him two prutzes. Tanisrufus Rosha, for the reason that he did it, Avada chose. Prutus, who for a normal human being would probably been the great Nisoyan, he knew what he was, his type of Nisoyanis that he was trying to create. Chazal tell us that Rabbi Akiva, Hesav Pnein Mehen, Vahiyo Meki. He pushed it, vomited. He turned the other way and he pushed it. He was so repulsed, he threw up. So they asked him, Rebbe, why do we repulse you? Einenu, are we not Yilude Isha? Why? And they were basically asking, what's going on over here? Why are you repulsed by us? Uma'ese. Shadoim ma'atem olai kipsar shkotzim chamorim remosim. Kipsar shkotzim chamorim. There's the psalashin over there. Rabbi Akiva is a terrible chalvinei tahara. His goof. Just like when we'll see something, there's a person could gag when he sees something repulsive. Picture it. I mean, you have some gory someone threw up and it's smelly, and you gag. A person naturally gags when he sees something which is something smelling repulsive. That's the nature of a human being. Rabbi Akiva, when he saw Nebuch human beings being used as objects to be machshel and chet, he threw up. He was repulsed by chet. It's repulsive. In Shemoya Tishmu, Mikan Veilach Yorav Lochem. We have to have a she'ifa to reach situations that we should be so dovuk in ruchnias that Shemoya Tishmu. It's a madrega, and the beginning isn't easy. We have to work on ourselves. But eventually, we have to reach a matziv. The chet becomes repulsive to us. Pritzis becomes repulsive. If something, a wrong image comes, you look away because we create within ourselves something, we're repulsed by it. To read something schmutzig from a schmutzig guy's mind that he put into writing in a book, it's become disgusting. Being able to watch chait, or being next to chait, and being soivel chait, is ra. Oya ve'Hashem, sin ura. Someone who loves Hashem hates evil. He hates evil. I wasn't planning to go off so much on this, but forgive me for giving this mashal, but it can bring us to a higher place. Donald Trump, when he was now, he referred to, when he spoke to the nation about the assassination of the story that happened. There was a story in Turkey. Probably guys still know the news, even though you're in Gansen mode. I can't even pronounce Khashoggi, whatever this guy's name was, up in Turkey, by Prince Salman of Saudi Arabia. So this guy was taken into the Turkish embassy, and when he didn't come out a few hours later, his fiancée, Lamaisa, went and she complained. Police, Lamaisa, they found out that her husband was Lamaisa murdered. Okay. Lamaisa, they have recordings of the murder. Okay. Donald Trump, referring to the recordings of the murder, seemingly it's probably visual recordings together with audio. So when asked whether he's going to watch it, he says it's too... He had a lotion, basic idea what he was saying. He's saying it's much too repulsive and too violent that for me to watch. Okay. Obviously, this guy was tortured in a horrific way. Nefesh HaYofo, Can't look at such a thing. Can't look at such a thing. A human being, Be'etzim, seeing another human being tortured to bits by 8 Saudi thugs, torturing him and recording it, and nefesh ha'yofa, someone who has I'm saying lahavdil, I'm not speaking about an heilige mensch, and I'm speaking about a person who maybe even murdered him. Ach, weiss nicht, himself, there's no issue of, but it's not that he's not nish kimbal chesed kongresser, but there's certain levels that just being relatively normal human being, you can't be soivel. Human real nature is that we shouldn't be able to be soivel seeing another bocher in pain. We should be able to be soivel to see someone give a remark off to another boy. Should irk. Ich kann es nicht. Kann man nicht to do oneself. Chet should be so far from us that we should have im shamaya tishmul that we can't be soivel a zilzul in a chaver. And definitely not to be soivel yourself for doing such a thing and never to do such a thing from a plate it's so wrong. I can't do such a thing. I can't be mezalzel in a friend. What's demanded from a Ben Tera is what Donald Trump can't watch a horrific Meiser Ritzicha, we also shouldn't be able to. On a much stronger level. We should reach a situation where not looking at something, at a Shmuzika movie, it becomes repulsive. It's not automatic because there's the human nature, which has to be developed and cultivated. We have to work on our ruchnius more and more and more. But we have to know the goals. We have to know what we have to achieve, what we have to want to get to. Certain trash reading, it's just not shaykh. Certain trash things looking at, it's just not shaykh. But hascholis are cautious. Problem sometimes is that we remain too many times by the hascholah because we allow ourselves to fall. And then, whoops, it's over again. It's nachama. Sometimes we could achieve a madrega. We're a few months in yeshiva, shakua, in learning, and we've spent enough time. The betzim, we slowly could be misrachik from hevel and rik and chet and tumah and be repulsed by it. But we allow ourselves to come close to it again and be nechshal, and then oitcho, nachama. The whole haravanya, the beginning of the haschalah. Yes, someone who's used to being next to chet and tumah has the natural even a tear to want to read it and to look at it and to have something. And then, but if he works on himself, madrega acha madrega, anikir vaselikim li toiv, being misrachik from it, and being careful not to fall back there again. The haschalah is kosher. And sometimes when a person has to take a serious jump, it could be very hard because it's a real haschalah. He's really getting somewhere. Just make sure don't go back to the old place. Don't make an oit chanachamol to have an ayah haschala. Whatever you acquired in your ruchnius, make it a kinyan, make it yours. And then move on to the next madrega, from madrega to madrega. Michail al choyil, from one madrega to the next madrega. Don't always be in a matzav of haschalas. Va'ato im shamoya tishmu bekoili. Das ist was steht in Pasuk. Im shamoya, and that's the haschola, that's the hakdoma to matan Torah. Torah was given to us to uplift us, to change us, to make us into different beings. And that's what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us. This is the hakdoma before the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to give us the Torah. What is it? Koisoyim al beisyanki v'sagli b'nei Yisrael. Va'ato im shamoya atishmu bekoili. And what's going to be? It's going to come natural to you. Ushmartim es brisi. Ve'isim li sgula mikolo amin. Ki li chol oretz. Vatem tiyulim mamlechas koyhanim v'goy kodosh. Eila advor mashat tadar al b'nei Yisrael. Explain to them what's the tachlis of the Torah. planning on talking on. Go to one of the most basic words, because on this week's parasha, which is, it's a packed parasha, let me encourage you. Parashas Mishpatim is also a good canon. No, spend. I would encourage you spend much more time than you on a this week's at least going through Chumash Rashi. It's a long parasha. It's a knowing Parashas Mishpatim is a kinyan. It's a tremendous kinyan. You have it. You say this of Baba Kama. You say this of Baba Basra. You say this of Baba Metzia. It's all here. It's all here. Make sure it demands planning and effort to properly learn this week's parasha in this full way. Just one idea here. Pasuk in Chamishi, Aliz Chamishi, Sheshes Yom Tasim Asecho, the Pasuk speaking about Shabbos. וביום השביעי תשבוי זמן ינוח שורך וחמורך וינופש בנמוסך והגר. There's a tachlis, there's a chiyuv of shvisa on Shabbos. Halacha v'leman yonuach. Says the posuk, the next posuk. V'chol asher amarti aleichem tishomeru. Everything that I was mazhir you, you should keep. V'shem Elohim acherim lo yisazkiru. Lo yishoma al picho. Lo yisazkiru. Don't mention an Elohim acherim, and it shouldn't be heard on your lips. So Rashi brings that there's a halacha here that when you refer to a base of Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't say, "Well, I'll meet you at the corner where the church is over there." You don't refer to a base of Avodah Zarah. Lo yishoma al picho. Shem Elohim acherim lo yisazkiru. You don't mention it. That's why Jews never mention the names of the Avodah Zarah. It was always when, besides the fact that there's a mitzvah to say it in the lashon of Gnai, but you never mentioned Shem Elohim Acherim. It was always with a kinuy of a Gnai, with a nickname, with a... As Rashi brings, there's the halacha. Shlo yimai li shmori b'tzadeh v'etzkochom plonim le'samud imi. You don't refer to a certain date. Well, this and this day, you don't refer to it as... You don't call it in the name of the Avodah Zarah day the way they refer it to. One halacha. The Netziv points out over here, where does this come in with Shabbos? How does this come into Shabbos? The previous pasuk is speaking about Sheish Yisroyom Tasim Asechot Shabbos. Then this pasuk says something, B'chol Asher Amarti Lechem Tishomeru. The next pasuk is now referring to the regalim. Shalish regalim tochoy gli bashana. B'choygik shalish regalim. How does this come in over here? This concept of shenim achem leisazkiru leisham al picha. It shouldn't be heard on your lips. It shouldn't come. It doesn't. How does this come into Shabbos in Yom Tov? Says the Netziv as follows. Ba'asher yom hamenucha miyuchad leshirav lezimra. The day of Menucha naturally is miyuchad. The Yom HaMenucha naturally is miyuchad for Shira and for Zimra. Kiloshen HaMasher b'mizmer shir Yom HaShabbos Tov Lahodes LaHashem. Yom HaShvi'i Meshabeach Va'imer Mizmer shir Yom HaShabbos Tov Lahodes LaHashem. Mishum Hochi Hizkir Kan B'Yoyser Shle Yizacher Shem Elohim Acherim B'Shirov. When a person is b'Menucha, there's a natural tendency to sing, express himself in song. When a person expresses himself in song, the pasuk tells us directed as toiv lahodes laHashem ulezamer l'shimcha elyon lahagid baboyke chasdech v'mnoscha baleilos. Says the Netziv, there's an azhara over here. When you're in a massive of menucha, they ever which is, it's a zman which is meyuchin for shira. Be careful what your songs are all about. Ve'izoch ha'shirim acherim b'shirov. Elohim acherim shouldn't come into your song. U'mizel amanu b'chol hayomim u'b'chol eifen. And this teaches us for all times and in all eifanim that Elohim acherim should not be part of your shira. V'haynu te'isim b'megillah, daf yud beis. That's what the Gemara in Megillah, daf yud beis, brings. I'll read you the Gemara inside. She Yisrael b'Shabbos oichlin v'shoisin oiskim b'divrei Torah u'b'shirev svitish bochas. How did Klal Yisrael sit at a Shabbos Suda? At a time when they're oichel v'shoise. The Gemara over there describes this Dachashverosh group of people. And then when they're sitting, bring oichel v'shoise and mishtaker, what do they talk about? And then is what Jews do when they're oichel v'shoise. Yoim Hashvi Shabbos Hoya, she Yisrael Oichlin v'Shoisin Matchilin b'Divrei Torah b'Divrei Tishbachos. How does Jew sit by Yisuda? Divrei Torah, aval Ovdei Kirchovim, she Oichlin v'Shoisin. Ein Maschilin ela b'Divrei Tiflus Nebuch. V'chein b'Sudos she Loisei Rosho. Hallo loim reyos, madiyos nois, hallo loim parsiyos nois, and achashverish klish ani mishtamish boy, nishkin madi, nishkin parsi, and he came to the whole matzav over here calling Vashti to the Suda the way he wanted her to come to the Suda, etc. Dos is agoyin, dos is ayid. Ayid sits, he's yoshev v'someach. What comes out? His pnimius comes out. The Torah over here is warning us what type of person you have to be. What type of mensch you have to be? When you sing shirs v'tishbochis, what comes on your lips? Shalim achem lo yishom al picha. When du singst, it should be, when you come to song, it should be praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, expression of gratitude. It shouldn't be, I would even add, even the tunes, when you'll hum a tune, as the Rambam writes in Shuvas, on tunes, every tune is connected to different parts of the keches nefesh of a person. A tune that a person chooses shows what his nefesh is, and we're told over here, and the Rambam writes over there that a person has to be careful, even he's referring to the tunes which evoke certain feelings. What type of feelings and emotions do you want to evoke all day the tunes? There's tunes with the gory details, but you know the different classes of goyim that you have. You have some certain raps, or the African before they do a ma'aser ritzicha, they have to dance. They're saying just to dull the seichel and to just absolutely become a total behemoth, unkim without any das machshavet, just to bring out the shiftless of the mensch. Das is the mensch. What comes out? Was kommt heraus? When a Yid sings, what comes out in song of a Jew? Shiras, tishbochas, divrei Torah, divrei hoidoye, shevach l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, appreciating the goodness of life, seeing the Creator who with his Ashgacha Protes gave him all that goodness. Das ist der Weg zu seiner Yid. Zog the Pasuk, v'sheim alim achem l'isham al picho, it's in Av Shabbos. When you sing shiras v'tishbochas, was an igunim do you sing? Was an nusach von a nigin? What do you talk about by the Shabbos table? What should be coming up? Now, we'll say, well, is this natural? Hagufa, the Torah is teaching us what we should create as being our second nature. What should come up during the Shabbos Suda? Shalim achim lo yistazkir lo yishom al picha. And I'll add, the next pasuk, Vaitish teit, sholish regolim tochog li bashana. What's the sholish regolim tochog li bashana? What's the emphasis over here? It says in the Tziv. Tochoig sheyase chag simcha v'rikud. The Netziv learns taichin tochoig kipshutoi to make a mochoil. Mochoig. Chag is a lotion of chagiga to poshet bichoigig. Las is mochoil, rikud. Lahar hainu lahar boi simcha. Sheinis. So there's a mitzvah on yomtiv to make a mochoil, to bring the massive of rikida to make it ribu simcha, but the tochek should be li, sheinis, tochek li, linhoig bem kedusha, sheyachag b'shvili, uvelirus ponim ba'azer kashi yevua. And then that's how he explains the Hemshach of the Pesukim. The Pasuk Shalish Urgon Tochag Li Bashona is when you make a simcha, it should be around a Yismach Yisrael Ba'oisav, B'nei Tzion Yagilu B'malkom. It should be a chagiga, a simcha, which I'll be part of your simcha. A Jew's simcha is supposed to be that when he's choygeg, it should be tochag li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of that simcha. What's a Yom Tov supposed to look like? A Yom Tov is a zman of his karvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Simcha should be used as a tool of kirva. And that's what the Pasuk is saying, Shal Shagon Tochag Li Bashana. That's the true simcha, and that's the Jewish way of being sameach, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mazir us, telling us what is the menucha. There's a Jewish way of recreating. There's recreation in a Jewish way, and then there's la'avdil el'fafi, avdil in a goyish way. A person needs to take a break. A person has to be bizman menucha. But what does a person do at his man of menucha? He throws off his regular shibudim of ruchnias, or he relaxes and he brings the best out of himself. There's something very unique in human nature. Rashiv, I've heard this from him in the far past. And I found the Chofetz Chaim, and the truth is, you see, Rashiv once told me, Shloisha Dvarim, Chazal tell us, Nikar Odom, Bekisoy, Bekoisoy, or Bekaisoy. He says, Lemaisa, life taught me that there's a fourth one. How he goes on vacation, or how he travels. And as man, for some reason, times of travel, some people just boom, throw everything off. Chofetz Chaim writes this. He writes how, for some reason, he finds people when they're traveling, they suddenly drop off Yiddishkeit, you know, keep kashrus the way they have to, or I'll add other things they don't do the way they're supposed to do. I mean, you see, there are nebuchadnezzar people. That's what Rashi is saying. It's mamish. You see how a person, how he's on a flight, how he travels, how does he go to holidays, British way of saying it, vacation, an American way of saying it. I remember first time I went with my father-in-law, we were in Wales, summer 95. So we were climbing Snowdon, and we bumped into a chayid over there. So, a Jewish family from Manchester. Oh, the worst things I hate in the holidays is when I'm in these places to meet another Jew. What's a chav in a chayid? Like, what's this aver in Nebuch? So you bumped into someone from the shtibel, you bumped into my top of Snowdon. What's this? You have a problem in being Jewish? Vacation from you, it means in somehow turning off from your self of during the year, and that way you have to become a shtickle goy. Fakir, das ist was the Torah comes to sagen. And as man of menucha, and as man of shira, and when you relax, what do you relax with? Is it a kosher book or it's a shefa book? You go out to holidays, you try to be a goy or fakir, you bring the best out of yourself, and you try to be a better. In the time that you're elected, you try to become a better Jew. Truly be in touch with your true inner spiritual needs, with your true inner self. What do you do at a time of relaxing? Do you pollute your mind with narishkeit in a goyish way? Or you do it as if you're a yid? And Lamaisa, you already see in Chazal, and nowadays, so for some reason, for some reason, the way a person travels, the way a person acts when he's not at home, shows exactly where and who, what he is. Already you find in Gemara, that I mean, it's we should be misrachik from even noticing and thinking about these things. But it's but we live in a world of goyim, and it can stick to each one of us. So sometimes it's important to say, "Das is a goyim achvilnish zaynas." And you already find in Gemara that by the parsim. By the Gemara, the end of Avodah Zarah, the derech of the person was that by achsanyas hotels there was much more znus, etc. I'm going to all the and nowadays poshut that's the goyish way of living. They go to different places poshut to be over averis, things that they never would the wife would never forgive them back at home and they go who knows what Hashem Girachem. And why Nebuchadnezzar bringing this out? It's important because we live in a very polluted world. Unless we guard ourselves and we say, I'm a Jew. Ich bin nicht a goy. We're influenced. And in fact, I need us to know. And in advance, when I go to vacation, when I go to relax, or at a time of relaxation within myself, what do I sing and what do I read with myself? And when I go to something, is it in a Jewish way of doing it? It's a Goyish way of doing it, and that's what the pasuk is saying. Two things: by a Shabbos, when I'm a time of relaxing, what am I nigun? And then is when I have zman simcha. When I have zman simcha, it's a simcha tochig li. Bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu is part of it. Shalish Rugon Tochig Li Bashana. Simcha Zi Yismach Yisrael Ba'oisov Netzin Yogil B'malkom. Zol Zoyche Zayn, to Zayn, Jews, to be this Mamleches Koyanim, to be a Goy Kodesh. And we should be Zoyche to Atim Shemoya Tishmu. And just like it's tight over there in the Pasuk, Rashi brings Chazal, the truth is, the Pasuk we say every day in Krishma, V'hoyo Im Shemoya Tishmu, it's also saying the same idea. Chazal said that it has other meanings to it too, but the poshet taich is exactly this taich. V'hoyo im shamaya tishmu. If we shamaya the haschola, that's where we have to hold ourselves stark to make that haschola. Once it becomes part of us, it's tishmu. It becomes second nature. It becomes who we are, because that's our essence. Be'etzen. Because the Jew was created to be dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be dovuk in his Torah. Zal zoi chazayin. Good Shabbos. Thank you.